The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Chris asked Olev about the theories he voiced. To what end, Olev Phillips? What is your response?
Well, I think the end game of at least some of these locations is misdirection, right? So if you focus everybody's attention on point A, right, there's an underground base there. There's things happening at point A. Then nobody looks at point B, C, or D where, you know, they're dumping things or they're testing things, or it's like the A-12, right? Again, the A-12 is flying around. People see it. They go, oh, what is that? It's a high-speed silver aircraft flying across the sky. So what does the CIA do? Because it was a CIA program. What does the CIA do? They say, oh, that's a UFO. So everybody goes, oh, I saw a UFO. See, I went to whatever news agency. They say, you know, people reporting UFOs, it could not be possibly be a spy plane, right? So, you know, if you fixate people's attention on one location, then they lose sight of the other locations around it where things could be happening, whether they're tests or illegal dumping, which has occurred many times, or other nefarious things that are happening. You know, you're looking over to your left when you should be looking at the right. And they're going to use disinformation to focus that attention on this location. So the end result is that, you know, you get to cover up things that shouldn't be covered up at B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, all over to your right side, when everybody who has a curious mind and who worries about these things is looking to the left and saying, okay, well, what's going on over there? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the linchpin for that focus, if you will, is, as you pointed out, the reality of phenomenal events that occur there initially and possibly continue to occur there, but then as glomming on to that and focusing everyone's attention on there, where possibly around that area there might be other things that we should be focusing on that we've been inured into focusing on, you know, whatever disinformation project then kind of wells up from the initial experiences or traditional or even mythic traditions that have to do with a particular location. But this brings me up to, this is a really interesting subject that we cover off and on a lot on the Paracast. And before we get to questions from the forum at theforum.paracast.com, I want to get your take on the whole idea of UFO disclosure and the role of the U.S. government and other governments in this process, and whether you think that there's something that can be disclosed by the government or should be.
Well, the first thing, whenever I get asked this, and it's happened a few times, there are some things that should be secret for a variety of reasons, and those things will never be divulged. You know, some
give
of
us a
thing,
for instance.
That's hard to say because I don't know.
Well, two words: national security.
Right. I mean, there are ways certain things work and the way certain things are done that should be secret because, you know, we mine data doing that. You know, methods of human intelligence, for example, right? Those kinds of methods should be secret. I would suggest that certain test aircraft should probably be secret because we don't want people who are they're not our adversaries per se, but, you know, they're not us, and we don't want them to know our full capability in the event that we need to use it. God help us someday, right? But as far as disclosure, you know, one of the things that you have to kind of isolate is, what are we disclosing? Are we disclosing aliens are real, that there's they're space Nazis, you know? And I think the generic answer for all those things is that it'll never happen. And I think it'll never happen because not so much that the public's afraid, like let's say that it's UFOs and aliens. I don't think it's so much that the it would cause a tremendous amount of cultural impact, but I don't know that it would lead to widespread panic, a la the Brookings report. Not at this point, not with all the preparedness that they've done with things like X-Files and, you know, Sightings and In Search Of and all these shows that have kind of prepared us psychologically for the event of that to happen.
Right. Yeah. And that's disclosure 101.
Right. But I think that it's more.
Well, how about this? Do you think that other countries are slowly opening up and just divulging their files to take the heat off the U.S.?
Yes. Did I say that fast enough? Yes, I think that's probably true. But one of the reasons that I think that disclosure will never happen is that in the perpetuation of these conspiracies, right, that so many laws have been broken and so many nefarious things have been done to cover it up, that coming clean would do more damage than leaving it the way it is. Right. Because, you know, we look at the banking crisis and to this day, you know, it's a political thing. So it depends on how you look at it. But in a general sense, I think a lot of people are angry about how it went down, whether you're, you know, whatever side of the fence you lie on. I think everybody was generally upset about how it went down. Right. But there's never been any blowback for it. There's never been, you know, trials or real investigations. It was more like it happened. It's over. Let's move on. And I think that's the same kind of scenario, that I don't think they want to disclose it because the catastrophic damage to the trustworthiness, what little there is left of our government, would be it would be so catastrophic.
Wait a minute. You just used the word trustworthiness and government in the same sentence.
But you see, that's my point, is that we don't trust them, and we've come to assume that they're doing bad things. But I think that if we knew the true scope of some of the bad things that they've done, then we would be very upset. I don't know what would happen. I think you'd need another Brookings report to figure out what would happen. So the amount of laws that have been broken and the terrible things that have been done, you know, just the nefarious activities, the fear that scaring people and hiding things. And I also think that it's too complicated, right? Because the people in power that control some of these things, whether they're UFOs or space wars or whatever you want to come down to, secret space programs and all that, it's compartmentalized, right? So it's also a problem of you've got this bureaucratic operation that in some cases is so compartmentalized. Who's coming forward? Who's telling the truth? Right. They only know.
Right. And oftentimes the right hand has no clue the left hand even exists, you know, let alone the left hand doing something nefarious. But this begs the question. Do you think that the government is simply in a reactionary mode, or do you think that it's being proactive?
I think that in some cases it's proactive, you know, where they're using misdirection. I think in other cases, like the A-12 that I always go back to, I think that's proactive. And then I think in other cases, it's reactionary. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people with cell phones. There's a proliferation of cell phone cameras. So now on any day of the week, you know, when they fly an Aurora over the Midwest, somebody's going to get a photo of a donut on a rope. You know, and then that gets put on the internet and everybody goes, oh, the Aurora is up in the air again. That's not something I think that the government necessarily feels comfortable with. They don't want people to know this plane's flying around up there or whatever the second generation Aurora is. So, you know, they have to concoct things like, well, it's a UFO or whatever. That's reactionary. But I think there definitely is some proactive element of it that is actively trying to cover up certain things, certain test programs, certain locations. You know, for example, the continuity of government bunkers, right? COG bunkers, there are a number of them. And they were built during the Cold War. You know, we could do a whole nother show about why they actually exist and what they do and all that.
Get Richard Sauter.
Right, Richard Sauter, yeah. But they're, you know, they exist, right?
And well, we have to go to break here in a second, but I want you to think about this particular question before we go to break. Are there professional disinformers at work in ufology, or are ufologists in general just doing a real good job discrediting themselves? This comes from our longtime poster, Polterwurst, at forum.theparacast.com. So, do we have real disinformation agents from the government involved, or are we just doing this to ourselves?
Before we get the answer, Olav,
we have to do the break. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Some people think we're saying the Paracast, you know, like Polly want a cracker, some kind of thing. I don't know. With Gene and Chris, we have Olav Phillips joining us. Chris asked him a question, and now Olav, having had 3 or 4 seconds to think about it, what's your response?
You know, the way that the disinformation works best is not to have a disinformation agent per se. Not like you have this dude, he's part of the CIA, and his whole job is to break into organizations and spread around, you know, distruths, right? I think that what you're seeing is that, and this goes back to even what happened to Bob Oeschler decades ago, what you have is a scenario where you've got a bunch of people who really, really are interested in UFOs, right? And maybe anonymously or however you want to deliver to them, you give them a nugget, right? And that nugget is there's a golden thread of UFOs are real, but there's all this other stuff wrapped around it that's all this information. You hand them the nugget, and then I think they distribute it themselves. So I think 99% of the time, the disinformation is perpetuated by ourselves. Unknowingly, unthinkingly, I've probably done it myself, probably both of you inadvertently, not even knowing.
Yeah, I was reported as being in a black helicopter. A black helicopter was reported, and it was actually me flying in a dark purple helicopter photographing herds of cows. So I understand where you're going with that. But if you look at some very key figures, I think, in the fairly recent history of ufology, as an example, you have someone like Bill Moore, someone like Richard Doty, Robert Collins. Another question from Polterwurst. How much of today's UFO mythology do we owe to Bill Moore? Could he have faked the MJ-12 documents with the help of one or two others just for fun? Or was this a systematic example of disinformation?
Well, when you talk about people like Bill Moore and the others, you know, you're talking about the Avery, right? And this is the idea that they were handled and given information and distributed. The alleged Avery. But I think that when you look at those guys and what they did, Doty is a completely different topic. Doty by himself is a completely different topic.
He's also about five shows. And one time, just to interrupt quickly, he said once or twice he'd come on the Paracast and then he disappears. But please go on, Olav.
Well, when you look at Bill Moore and the others, there are a number of other people that were supposedly in the aviary. I think that very much is a situation where you've got guys, and Bill Moore, if I remember correctly, has said, well, I did it to get the real information, right? And, you know, I think you have a situation where you've got people for a variety of reasons.
Excuse me, hold on, Olav. When Bill Moore said he did what?
That he spread the disinfo.
You're talking MJ-12, you're talking Benowitz, what are you talking about?
I don't remember exactly which part of it. See, they've spread so much, right?
Well, you're thinking of his MUFON presentation back in the late 80s.
I think I am thinking of that. But, you know, there's always this, well, I did it for the greater good thing. And I think what you've got is you've got somebody who handed them information, and then they, in the case of Bill Moore, knew it was suspect, but perpetuated it for his own personal gain, right? And this is one strategy to co-opt people in intelligence, right? You co-opt them through money, power, sex, drugs. Everybody's got to...
Hold on a minute. I was involved in investigating a real UFO hotspot that obviously had some government intrigue involved with it. Nobody showed up at my house with a Samsonite suitcase filled with $100 bills. There was no hot babe knocking on my door and saying, hey, big boy.
Is this an invitation, Chris? Let me stop here. Let's stop. Let me ask you, Chris, you're inviting the suitcase filled with $100 bills and the babes, right?
Sure. And I'll document it and then turn them down.
But what I'm saying is that a lot of times, I think in ufology, however the information enters the picture, right? That it's passed, and you're probably not a good example because you want to get at the truth and your motives are different. But I think in a lot of cases, people want to believe so much that if they're given something that they can believe and they want to believe, then they're going to spread it around. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Linda Moulton Howe comes to mind. Stephen Greer. Shall I go on with names? Why don't you add a few names there?
Well, I try not to name names, but you know, I think there are a number of people out there that, you know, their backgrounds are suspect and the information that they get is suspect.
This is the Paracast, Olav. We name names, please.
Yeah, but you know what? I like to be everybody's friend, so I'm not going to. I'm going to do that. But
hey, that's our problem, Chris. We're not everybody's friend.
Hey, I'm friends with everybody. That's why I get dogged for not asking tough questions on the show, because everybody we get on, I know.
Well, this is some of the toughest questions I've gotten, believe me.
We haven't gotten started yet. We have three more segments.
We haven't even gotten started, man. Are you, do you got a seatbelt on that office chair?
I do. I installed it. I heard about you, too. You know, I was a little worried. But, you know, I think in the case of Linda Moulton Howe, for example, right, she describes, since you already named her name, she describes a process by which Doty gave her information. And if you understand how the organization that Doty belonged to, which he did belong to, operates, that's in a total violation of how they do things. And it's an organization that is governed by process, that the way they do things, because they're investigative, right? They have to follow a certain procedure. Whether they're introducing disinformation or whatever, there is a way that things are done. And if you violate that, it's very, very, very bad. And I know that for a fact. And the description of how the information was given to her, this going into the office and seeing things, they don't do that. They just will not do that. Right. So, you know, the information delivery was very suspect, but, you know, she at the time, I'm not going to comment on her other investigations, which may be good or bad. I'll leave that to you guys to decide. But
I think we already have. In fact, we asked her to come on the show very recently. And first she says yes. And then I think she looked at the show and saw the name Christopher O'Brien as the co-host and decided not to respond.
You can't blame it on me, Gene.
Actually, well, you're here. We want to blame everything on you. They blame everything on me. So I might as well turn the tables.
But, you know, I think that she thought she was going to get some really great info, and she was willing to suspend disbelief in that situation. And, you know, she was fed information that's not true, a variant of which I believe my memory is cloudy. But I'm actually not feeling that great today. But the similar information, I think, was passed to Bill Moore or somebody else, got something that was like a slightly different than what she got, but it was basically the same. And, you know.
Well, it was Doty at Kirtland Air Force Base.
Yeah, it was Doty.
We're going to have to go to break here in a second. And when we come back, Olav, I'd like to hear, and this is a question from our longtime poster, Polterwurst, that forum.theparacast.com. We'd like to hear what your favorite conspiracy theories are.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Olav Phillips will tell us about his favorite conspiracy theories in our next segment. But right now with Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Kurt Sutherland, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Here with Gene and Chris, two more segments with Olaf Phillips' fascinating journeys and excursions into conspiracy theories. And regardless of our reputation in the past, I will agree with what Chris conveyed to be by mental telepathy, we're being really nice. Chris, you had something to comment on further. Maybe this will change our tune, that we're not being nice. What do you think?
Well, I think we're being nice. Olaf, really, I salute you for your diligence and getting involved in this incredible kaleidoscopic morass of conspiracies, especially when it involves the paranormal, UFOs, and things that go bump in the night that the scientific community and the academics don't want to deal with. But before we went to break, I was looking at Polterwurst's question about, what are your favorite conspiracy theories? We've been kind of dancing around quite a number of them, but where do you come down? What are the ones that really fascinate you the most?
Well, I love exotic aircraft. Number one, I'm an Air Force brat. My grandfather and my father were both in the Air Force, and, I spent the early part of my life on Air Force bases. So I love planes and exotic aircraft, and there's a lot of conspiracies around those. But
come down on the secret space program. Do you think we have a breakaway civilization that has anti-grav technology? The Skunk Works founder Ben Rich said we have the technology to take ET back to the stars. Whatever you can envision, we've already figured it out. We found the missing formula, all these things. Where do you come down there?
Well, you forgot he also said that not only do I have the means to get ET home, but I have the contract. That was my favorite one. You know, actually, it is. I think it stems out of my interest in exotic aircraft. That, you know, I'm very interested in the secret space program, not just the base mechanics of what the aircraft is that they're flying, but the larger picture of why it exists. I've written quite a number of articles about that. I'm actually working on a book about it. But I think the one that really boggles my mind that I've been at for a number of years is the whole alternative three thing. It's a very, very controversial topic. You know, there's a group of people that simply say it's not real. And, you know, but I think there's compelling evidence that the structure of it is real.
You know what? Let's go backtrack a little bit. Remember, a lot of our listeners are new to the show. We have a worldwide audience of people who've been around this crazy collection of subjects for years. Others were not. Explain what you're talking about there.
So in 1977, there was a TV show. It was the final, if I remember correctly, it's the final episode of a TV show called Science Report. It was kind of like a 60-minute style, let's investigate science, and it was broadcast on the East Anglia TV network. And the final episode was called Alternative 3, and it basically outlined the apocalypse and what the government was doing to fix it. And over this 50-minute period, the reporters went through and talked to people, and you know, they came to the conclusion that the Earth is going to suffer some sort of cataclysm. In the case of Alternative 3, it's an ice age. The powers that be are taking off and going to Mars. That's kind of summing it up. So it was supposed to be broadcast April 1st, supposedly as an April Fool's joke. Due to a strike and some other activities that happened, it was broadcast, if I remember correctly, in June. I'd have to look, I think it was June. And it was broadcast simultaneously in England, like Sweden, and I think Australia. They broadcast it at the same time. And it was a kind of War of the Worlds reaction where everybody freaked out, and the switchboard lit up, and it led to laws being passed that kind of programming can't be aired in all the countries I mentioned. The head of NBC Drama optioned it because it really is rather interesting to watch. The head of NBC Drama optioned it, came back to the United States. He was on vacation at the time and watched it. Standards and practices at NBC rejected it and said it was too dangerous. I think the only place in the world that it can be aired on the air is in Japan, and supposedly they show it once a year. But there's a whole mess of stuff within Alternative 3, that there were three alternatives that were supposedly executed to try to fix a problem. The first was like a high-altitude detonation of a nuclear device to try to vent carbon dioxide and CO2 gases into space. The second was a massive underground complex building spree, which I think any conversation with Richard Sauter would make you realize that has happened. Whether it's Alternative 3 or just, you know, the new Cold War, there's bunkers everywhere. And then the third option was a breakaway space program, right? And I think that in conjunction with that, that there's actually the possibility of a war going on in space between elements of the surviving Third Reich, whether it's the Third Reich, Fourth Reich, whatever you want to call them. But they're fighting up there. And one of the things that's made me believe that, amongst others, is some of the things that Ed Grimsley is caught with his night vision, where you appear to see like dogfights. And I've actually witnessed it. I was in an event where Ed Grimsley was. He brought out the night vision scopes and put it on, you know, and I saw triangles doing loops around each other and all kinds of craziness up at high altitude. So, you know, the Alternative 3 secret space program is actually quite a fixation for me. Very, very fascinated.
Well, one thing, Olaf, that you kind of glossed over, forgot to mention, was that there have been, at least back in the 70s, there were quite a number of fairly high-placed scientists that the program claimed had disappeared, and the inference being that they had been smuggled away to Mars or some other place where they were continuing their research. So what do you think? I mean, you've described a real sci-fi sounding scenario. Where do you come down on this? Do you think that there's a golden thread of truth behind this, or what do you think?
Yes, I think there's a golden thread of truth. There was a subsequent book written by Leslie Watkins and he's pretty much vanished. But the, you know, he claims that he got he thought he was writing kind of science fiction, but the more that he investigated, the more he started to realize it was real. And he claims that when he moved, I forget if he moved to New Zealand or from New Zealand, but when he was moving, his container got broken into and they stole everything. But he was apparently told by a number of people that it was real. But I don't think that the program that you watch is real. I think that is probably the disinformation element of it, but I think structurally it's real. And you can look at various elements of it to see the reality of it. You know, in the late 50s, there were meetings, and this is all public record, where, you know, certain climatologists back in the 50s realized that we were going to have a massive greenhouse effect. And they started to come up with ways to try to fix it. When you look at the explosion at high altitude, there was a test called Project Argus that was carried out in the South Atlantic, and they carried it out in half the time that it would normally take. I think they prepared for like 6 months, where normally it'd take a year to a year and a half to prepare such a thing. And a lot of times people say, well, that was because of the test ban treaties coming into effect and the limits on high altitude nuclear tests. But, you know, if you look at what they did, they basically detonated a nuclear bomb at super high altitude, alternative 3, ostensibly to test the effect, the Kristallophos effect, where they attempted to create an artificial Van Allen radiation belt, which I guess they were successful at doing. But, you know, there's a subtext there. And it was very secret. In fact, I think that if I remember, the full dynamics of the test were not made public until like the 80s. You know, it was suppressed for over 20 years, what they actually did. And at the time, the news reported that it was like the greatest, you know, nuclear experiment ever carried out. Well, you've got the greatest nuclear experiment ever carried out that's been scientifically suppressed for 20 years until it's no longer useful.
You know what? This won't be any longer useful if we don't do our break. Olav Phillips is with us. We've got Gene and Chris because you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, we're running out of conspiracy theories. No, we're not. They are endless. Olaf Phillips joins us. And, of course, one of the most interesting theories that fall into conspiracy theories, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, though, is the ever-present legend of Tesla. What about that? What's your take on him?
You know, I have to be honest. I never, outside of seeing Tesla coils and stuff, I've never really investigated Tesla. What happened makes a lot of sense, that he invented a lot of things and then suddenly he was suppressed. I mean, that's happened before. You know, he had a running fight with other scientists of the time. I think there's a lot of weird things that supposedly happened where his lab was broken into and all his research was stolen. And yeah, so I think there's probably something there. But whether he actually created the weather modification machines and the earthquake machines and the lasers and the other stuff that are attributed to him, I wouldn't know. But it's definitely, yeah, it's fascinating.
Now, the other one, of course, is the guy who founded NICAP ahead of Major Donald Kehoe. It was founded by an anti-gravity guy named T. Townsend Brown.
Right.
What's the story about him? Because he was ousted, I guess, or thrown out or something.
Oh, boy, I got to go back in time for that one. That's way back there. Well, he supposedly invented quite a number of things, including a functional anti-gravity engine. And I think he worked on a perpetual motion device as well. But again, you know, those both Tesla and him, they fall into this realm of conspiracy theory about scientific suppression, right? That these guys had invented these devices that, you know, they could power all kinds of things, cars, planes, what have you. And they were suppressed scientifically because the military-industrial complex was making money off of oil and electricity. And so they were suppressed to keep that money flowing in. You know, I think it's probably something we should look at nowadays. You know, depending on how you fall about peak oil, it might be something, and instability in the Middle East, the probably technologies we should revisit. But,
Chris,
we should also look into Marconi, who, of course, was in a patent fight with Tesla about who invented radio.
So we see here that it's not just Apple and it's not just Samsung who engage in patent fights. Just want to point that out.
But one thing that's always intrigued me, Olav, about Marconi is he disappeared without a trace, supposedly going into the, I think, the jungles of Venezuela. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gene. And he may be kind of our litmus test sort of prototype, you know, mad scientist that we see every so often in the James Bond movies. What do you know about the conspiracy surrounding the disappearance of Marconi?
Unfortunately, not as much as I should. Again, you know, those guys that element of conspiracy theory was not something that I spent a lot of time researching. But yeah, he did disappear. But a lot of these guys, again, you know, they fall into this realm where they're making these breakthroughs, and the powers that be, you know, are unhappy with the breakthroughs that they're making, and they tend to disappear. Or in the case of Tesla, I believe he died penniless in a hotel in New York. So,
right.
You know, they always meet untimely or unsuccessful ends. That Tesla, you know, spent his life building these insane machines that, you know, anybody who's seen a Tesla coil, I mean, that alone, you know, Jacob's Ladder, those things are impressive to see. And the kind of raw power that he was able to harness, Marconi, you know, around radio and some of the things that he had done, these are amazing technologies, but they tend to disappear or to die completely discredited, which in the case of Tesla, he was discredited.
Well, that kind of brings us back to the whole idea of alternative three, where you have some sort of brain drain, or, the disappearance of particular key figures in cutting edge aspects of scientific investigation and research. Look at all the deaths of biophysicists,
biochemists
in the 90s. Right. And in the case of alternative three, the number of people that disappeared from the Marconi Corporation in England, was very, very intriguing.
It's massive. I mean, they lost dozens and dozens of people, died.
Well, so do you think that there is a breakaway civilization? Is there a concerted effort by the powers that be to gather the biggest, the best, the brightest, the most talented, purloin them into some sort of location, and have them do their, you know, cutting edge research in secret and hide the results of that research from the public? Is this a sci-fi novel scenario, or could this possibly be real?
Well, I think it's real, and it's not just, you know, scientists. I think you see massive numbers of people that just disappear. And that's the batch consignment angle of alternative three, the slave labor, low skilled labor that they use to operate whatever they built. And, you know, more than that, if you look at the moon, if you look at Mars, every once in a while, there's a lot of stuff that's really suspect. It's like, I don't know if that's a dome. There's a lot of fakes, but occasionally, even in the NASA originals, you know, you find structures. I mean, there's buildings on Mars that are real. I mean,
you know what? That's kind of disputed. You know, I have to tell you, it really is. You're entitled to your opinion, but the face on Mars and all this other stuff, the Richard Hoagland stuff, we've had more than one show showing that a lot of that's maybe nonsense.
Well, yeah, the pareidolia, all, you know, looking at the, you know, latest photograph of a rock on Mars. I mean, I've been going there and back with several individuals about, you know, their particular interpretation of what that rock and the play of light and shadow could be. But, you know, but we're on our last segment here, Olav, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are really interested in what you do. But before we get to how they can find out more about you, why don't you tell us some of the authors and researchers that you would advise our listeners to go and investigate to learn more?
Well, I think you're a good one. You know, I read a lot of the books about the San Luis Valley and the mysterious things that happen there. I mean, there's just a ton. I like Henry Stevens. You know, I read a lot of his stuff. I really like Nick Redfern. You know, he's an amazing writer and amazing researcher. I go back to the old stuff, Jacques Vallée, Hynek, those guys a lot. I like some of Childress's books on lost civilizations. Those are fascinating. Let me turn around. I got a library here. Let me see what I got. Dolan, Richard Dolan. I like him. Brad Steiger. I've always been a huge fan of Brad Steiger. John Keel. You know, a lot of the classics.
Huh. Well, of course, I knew Keel for a number of years, and I think we came close to having him on before he passed, but he got really crotchety in his final years. Oh, well. Olav Phillips, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you write and talk about.
Sure. It's anomalies.net, A-N-O-M-A-L-I-E-S.net.
That's simple enough, anomalies.net, and of course we'll have a link over here at theparacast.com for that. Let me tell our listeners that Chris O'Brien is still doing it. He's still autographing those copies of Stalking the Herd. If you go to OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com, and you order the book from him, number one, he gets all the money. He doesn't give it away to Jeff Bezos at Amazon, who doesn't need the money. He'll also autograph and number that book at OurStrangePlanet.com. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And we're working with somebody now to try to merge them into one. It's not easy because with Facebook, you literally can merge them, but you have to kill the content of one. That's not very smart. We think Facebook knows how to find you. They don't know how to fix problems. There you go. And by the way, we have the great forums at forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. Sign up. It's free. Get involved. They say it's where it's at, but that's kind of something from the 70s. We don't do that anymore. Olav Phillips, thanks for joining us on the Paracast this week.
It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed it. It's a tough show. Wow, you guys are really good.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.